members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys, a big 67-61 win over James Madison at home, where it went right down to the wire for the second time with the Dukes. And then you guys, in another close game, but come up short at Charleston, 71-58, and in that five-game win streak. Kind of go back and look at the two games and give me your views on those.
As you said, both of our games with James Madison have come down to the wire, and that's exactly what happened Thursday here. I thought we played Thursday the way we had been playing in terms of I think we're getting a little bit better defensively. I like our guys' toughness in adverse situations, which happen in every game. And we hit a big shot to break a tie with about a minute and a half to go, and we're fortunate enough to pull out the victory. And then had a similar game Saturday down in Charleston that I thought we played well in the first half and had a halftime lead. And we knew Charleston would have a couple of runs, and they did that and took the lead on us, and we fought our way back in and got into what we call round 10, the end of the game, and had a chance to make some plays, and I felt like they made a few more plays than we did and pulled away.
Going back to that James Madison game, I know coming into the season, along with wanting to improve things defensively, I know rebounding was a key for you guys, and that wasn't something that went real well in the game in Harrisonburg, but you guys beat them 34-31 on the glass on Thursday night. How big of a stat was that?
That was huge. They up in Harrisonburg, they beat us 16 on the glass. They out-rebounded us by 16, and losing Gallenberg does hurt them, but I think they're still a very good rebounding team, and we had to do it with five guys because they're bigger than us, a little stronger than us, and so it was a very good team effort to get a few more rebounds than them, and I thought that was a huge stat for us. As mentioned, they really drilled us up there on the glass, and so it was a point of emphasis, and our guys did a good job executing on the glass.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Alex.
I just wanted to ask you real quick just the difference in your team from the first couple games of conference play to now, an 0-3 start, 7-2 in your last nine games in the league. What has changed since that 0-3 start to conference play? Did you do anything? Has anything changed chemistry-wise? Just what's happened to your team to improve so much?
We haven't made any major adjustments. I just feel like our guys have been committed to gradual improvement. And I think a lot of coaches talk about it, and I think some teams are able to accomplish it. But we talk about daily improvement. And I think with that focus and our team being as young as we are but maturing, our maturation process is that we try and practice to get better, and our guys have bought into that. And we had a tremendous practice yesterday, and today's a new day. Our guys see it that way. And so over the last 6 weeks or so, however long it's been, I think our players are buying into and seeing a little bit of improvement defensively, a little bit of improvement on the glass, and offensively I think we're getting a little better. So it's not like we're playing completely different or we've made any major adjustments. We've just gotten a little bit better.
With the way the league is right now, two teams at the top and then kind of that log jam in the middle, just what is the focus of your squad going forward considering how balanced the league is right there in the middle?
I get asked that question a lot, and I get asked a question about, you know, how do you feel about where you stack up in the standings, and I really was well schooled and coached by Bob McKillop at Davidson when I was an assistant there not to look at the standings. And one thing that I learned from him that makes so – it's simple, but it makes sense. If we win our next game, that helps us. in the standings. If we lose our next game, that hurts us in the standings. So let's focus on how can we get prepared for our next game. And it sounds silly, but that's just the way we try to operate here.
All right. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thanks, Alex.
Matt, one of the guys who certainly had a big game for you Saturday, we've talked about him some on these calls, is Brian Dawkins, a career night, 29 points in Charleston, hit five threes. It's 13 of his last 16 in double figures. Just talk about the game that he had down in Charleston and what he's brought to your team.
He is improved so much in a year's time. It's really impressive to watch, but it's impressive that he's come as far as he has. Brian went through quite a few injuries early in his career, and because of his injuries, he had a knee injury, he wasn't able to condition even when he was working his way back in. And what he's done in the last 9 months in terms of conditioning his body and improving his conditioning has been unreal. And to be able to come back Saturday at Hofstra, which I guess is about 10 days ago, and I think he had 22, 23 points on that Saturday, and then to come in and play as well as he did this Saturday down in Charleston, speaks a lot, not only to his improvement on his game, but the way he's taking care of his body and his improved conditioning, and he's just improved quite a bit.
Your team is on the road Thursday. You head to Delaware. It's the first time you've seen Delaware this season with their new coach, Martin Inglesby. As you started to prepare for them, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present?
Well, it feels a little bit like a non-conference game because we haven't played them, and it's a new coach with a different style. We do know some of their players that were there last year, but Ryan Daly's new, and he's having a great year. And as we head into Thursday, it's a different feel because it's a team we're not quite as familiar with, and they've had success at home. So it'll be another CAA battle.
You guys are obviously coming off this a successful last road trip where you're able to sweep the Hofstra Northeastern swing. How much momentum do you hope to gain and playing with some confidence as you go on the road to Delaware?
Well, it's hard to win in this league at all, and it's incredibly hard to get a road victory, and we got another opportunity to do that. So big game for us on Thursday.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for taking time with us here today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.